be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. Or something. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
I
skeleton.
Think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
What's Oak Island?
It's the place that has that treasure. They buried that treasure there.
What does that mean? What do you mean that treasure? What treasure?
I don't know who buried what. Like Captain Kidd or like Bluebeard or a pirate like buried some treasure on Oak Island.
Where is it?
And then put all these like crazy traps.
No, that's a story. That's a story. I wrote that story. Remember?
No. What I'm telling you is it was on an I heard about it on a podcast, and there's like all these like traps. Like it was like it's really far into the ground. And like people have tried digging for it, and they come up with just like all these like different. Like one trap, like let all the seawater into the hole. So then they had to dig. They had to get rid of the seawater. They had to dig two different holes.
That sounds crazy.
We had a book about it when we were kids.
I'm kind of remembering a diagram of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, they've never found any treasure.
I don't understand why you would bury something, put all the traps in. Like, how would you? If you were the guy who buried it, how would you get it?
I don't know. I don't know either because, well, apparently what they think is that there may be like another way into this, like treasure.
Right.
And so it's like in this cave system. There's apparently like this cave system underneath the island.
Okay.
So it might actually be there. I don't know. Or maybe it's fallen. The treasure itself has fallen into this cave system. They don't know where it is. I mean, there's people that keep doing it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I haven't researched it at all, so I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling you that there's treasure out there, man.
Yeah, but it's impossible to get to. That's what I don't understand. Instead of spending all your energy pumping seawater out of it, why don't you just try to find the way, the right way to get it?
And my thing is, like, with technology now, like, this started way back. Like, it started, like, they started digging for it, like, 50 years ago.
Right.
Like, by now, you would think there'd be some machine that you could just easily get them. Or, like, why don't you put, like, some sort of echo location? They do it in archaeology all the time. They shoot the radar down and see what's there.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know why they don't do that.
How do they know anything's down there?
They don't. They just think there's something down there. They found things that have come from different, like, they've actually found small stuff. And it's kind of indicated that it's, first of all, it's old, and that it's come from, like different ships. They found, like, gold piece or something that was, like, a Spanish gold piece or something way, way down.
People love that. People love trying to find something hidden. You know what I'm saying?
Man. That's deep.
No, but I mean, it's like Bree loves to go yard sailing. Her mom loves to go yard sailing, right?
We were just at an antique / yard sale.
Yeah, and why do you go there?
I mean, I don't know. Just to look at stuff?
No, it's not to look at stuff. It's to try to find the special thing that you're going to get a deal on. You're trying to look for the treasure is what you're doing.
Yeah. No, you're trying to find treasure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some dude, like I'm there, like at the, we went to two different antique places today. Like one was one that they do every like Saturday or something. And then the other one was one they do every year. And it's at this location and it's all set up and they've got food trucks and all this other stuff. I was at the first one and the guy was like, the guy's like, hold on, now my computer is, it's telling me that it's going to tune up. Why is my computer picking right now the time it wants to begin a tune-up?
I don't know. My computer doesn't need to tune up.
I know. You have a better computer than... Okay, so anyway. So I'm walking out this first time. This dude comes up to me. And he's like, we're all looking for something that we don't need but can't live without.
And I was Some random guy just came up and said that to you?
Yeah, that's what happens at flea market or yards or, you know, antique places. You know, everybody's got these antiques now. They've got this old stuff that they, like, fix up. And then they sell it to you for really a lot of money.
Yeah. That's,
I don't know.
We should have got into that, man.
What are you talking about? You and me?
Yeah.
What do we got? What expertise do we have on fixing stuff up?
We used to watch that show. Fixed up? Remember that show?
What show?
The furniture show. With the two guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, yeah. What show was that? What was that called? It was on PBS or whatever?
Yeah, I have no idea. It could have been like called Two Guys Fix Furniture, for all I know. It was just two guys, and they found furniture. It's like this is before this was like a huge thing.
Yeah.
And they would fix it up and then they'd sell it.
No one, but dude, that it's like no way to make a living.
Yeah, but back then, not everybody was doing it. I mean, they had their own TV show. So obviously they knew something.
Everybody's doing it now. I mean, I just walked through a whole thing of just like people fixing stuff up. And like we, Heidi and I buy stuff that are old and we bring it back and we repurpose it.
Yeah.
But there's other stuff that we buy with the intention of repurposing it, and it's never been repurposed. You know what I mean? It's just, it looks the same as the day we bought it, just clean, not dirty.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. I have no experience doing any of that stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If we would have started way back then, when we were 8, then we'd have plenty of experience.
You're right. When we should have started when we were 8. I don't know why you didn't get on that, man. We should have started going to flea markets.
We're always ahead of our time. That's the problem.
You know what? You are full of ideas, man. You're like an idea man.
I got tons of ideas.
You got tons of ideas. Yeah, and then, you know, yeah, that's great. It's great to have the ideas.
But see, that's the problem. I got the ideas. You're the person who actually has enough organization. And I'm not saying you have a ton of organization. I'm saying you have more than me that can actually make those ideas come true. If we would have actually partnered together to do anything.
Oh, man. I don't know.
The only thing that we do together is the Shotcast.
Yeah, look how that turns out.
I know. But, you know, it's better than nothing.
Buying what we're selling, man. I have in front of me, I'm at my desk, and right now I'm looking at a Mr. Do arcade, like, front.
Yeah.
Like... And I had bought that because I plan on repurposing it into something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like months ago.
Right.
It might have been like 10 months ago. Not
yet. Understand. You have the time to do some stuff. I don't have any time.
I had 6 months in which I was building a kitchen.
Well.
And I've now.
Had 2.5 years where I was building a child. I'm still doing that. I get 2 hours when she takes a nap in the day.
She takes a nap for 2 hours?
Yeah.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah. It is.
So why aren't you repurposing stuff in that 2 hours?
I mean, here's the problem, though, that I always find when I don't go to a lot of flea markets, even though I do. I like going to flea markets. But when you go, people know the good stuff from the bad stuff. And so if you're like, hey, I want that, then it's expensive. And then you're like, it's not worth it to buy it and try to resell it when fixing it up.
We got some pretty good deals today. There's a couple boxes that we got. Heidi was looking for a box, and she got a nice box. The issue is, like, if you're trying to find the thing that you buy for $1 and you can fix up and sell it for $700, like, that's not easy to find. You have to go – what we have done – have you been to the Perky Omenville sale?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to the auction spot?
No.
All right. So the auction spot at the Perky Omenville sale is just like junk. And there's a place where there's junk that people kind of know is good junk. Mm-hmm. And then there's just like these tables and like people just like people die and they just pack everything up and they just throw it on this table.
Right.
And then a guy comes around and he's like, he just picks stuff up and he's like, how about a dollar for this? Can I start with a dollar? Or pick it up and it's like, it looks like a broken hose. I mean, they're selling broken hoses and stuff. Right. Like it's, but every once in a while,
someone buys those things. That's the crazy thing.
Someone does buy those things. But every once in a while, they'll come to something that's like halfway decent. But the guy, the auctioneer, man, he's just going around and he just wants to get the stuff off the table.
Right.
So he'll just be like, $5. Anybody want $5 for this? Can I get maybe $6? I mean, it's that's where you find the stuff. But you've got to sort through a lot of broken hoses.
Right. Yeah, that's. I don't know if I was. I have had a lot of junk in my on my desk here, and I've been thinking about like just putting it in boxes and then selling the boxes.
Just be like, hey,
for like $10 for this box.
You don't know what's in it. Could be anything.
Could be anything in this box.
Who would buy that?
I bet lots of people would buy it. Are you
really?
Kidding me? People
you do it. Then.
That's the thing. They're like, that's the Oak Island, right? I sell it as Oak Island. Right. Here's Oak Island. I'm selling you a box. I don't know what's in it. There's lots of stuff in it.
Yeah. Something you could great, you know what you do? You not. Say, this is a box. It's valued at $50. I'm selling it for you for $10 because you don't know what's in it.
Yeah, but
it's
$50 worth of stuff. I can't value it at $50. I can't say that and go away with a good conscience. You know so what I'm saying? I can say, listen, this box, it's worth $10 to me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it's worth to you. Could be a lot more.
Could be. You're right. Could be a lot more.
Could be a lot less. But that's the chance you take. That's the risk you buy.
No one buys those boxes, man.
I bet people would buy the boxes.
No. Where are you going to sell them? On eBay?
I could sell them on eBay, yeah. Just a lot. No. You sell a lot of stuff.
No one's going to buy. No, there's going to be zero bids on that.
I bet you I could get a bid.
Go do it, man. I'd be very interested. Because if you do it, maybe I'll do it.
I'll just
get
you know,
a bid on it.
I'll go to the post office, right? And you buy those ship anywhere boxes for whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'll just fill a box up with that and say, here you go. The shipping is flat fee.
Right.
And then the box is $10. There's lots of stuff in the box. I can even give examples of stuff. Like examples. There's like, I mean, I have a Nintendo DS with games.
That's worth more than why are you going to get rid of that?
Because when am I playing that again? I don't think you can even get freaking games for it anymore.
I'm sure you could.
I don't have time. When am I playing games?
I don't know, man.
Well, so why am I haven't used
but
it
why don't
in.
You well, but why don't you sell that for like $50 on eBay?
But no one's going to buy it for $50.
They'll buy it for $20 and you're putting it in a thing for $10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what you could get. That's what I'm saying. You don't know what you can get in this thing.
Yeah.
I'm selling for $10. You could get everything in it, piece it out, and sell it for more. That's up to you. I don't really have the time or the energy to do that.
You know what? I want to actually... This is going to make a boring shotcast, but I want to actually just get rid of all like my clothes and just have like 12 shirts, like two pairs of pants, but like just enough for like 2 weeks. And then that's
hard to do. I tried to do that whenever we move. That's an opportunity. And like we move not a lot, but we've moved in the past couple years. And so few years. And so, that's what I try to do, but it's tough. It gets tough.
I don't think. I know, because you're attached to it. But I'm just gonna be like, this is it, done, done, done. I haven't worn this shirt because I've got like a lot of t-shirts, and I do use t-shirts a lot because I'm like, you know, when I'm working out, when I'm, when I'm at the gym, if I'm hurling, if I'm doing whatever. Like, there's plenty of stuff that I wear t-shirts. In fact, I wear t-shirts all the time, even in the winter. But what I'm saying is like, I don't need like a bunch of t-shirts. I need like 6 t-shirts.
Right.
That's it. Why do I have more than 6 t-shirts?
I don't know. Why do I have more?
That's a good question.
I wear t-shirts more, but I don't. I have like 2 stacks of t-shirts taking up space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Put them in the box. Sell them for $10.
I didn't think about selling actual t-shirts.
Here's $10. There's like I fit all these t-shirts.
That.
You don't know what they look like. They're all larges or whatever.
Yeah, that could be larges, extra larges.
Depends. Yeah, it's a lot of t-shirts. Well, a lot, not a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know what
I'm saying? A lot. Right. That didn't clarify anything.
A group of t-shirts.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna just start packing things in boxes, putting them up on eBay, and say, listen, you can buy everything in this box. A couple t-shirts are in there. There's some electronics. There's
Nintendo DS.
Well, I mean, if I say Nintendo, maybe that has to be specific. Like, this box has a Nintendo DS with games in it.
Right. Starting bid $10.
Yeah.
I'm getting on board with that idea.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. I think people love buying stuff because they're trying to look for the treasure.
Right. The treasure, that's what we did all this morning. We're looking for treasure. I don't have like any specific treasure. Do you have a treasure you're looking for? Is it like, do you have an Oak Island?
No, I mean, no. The only thing that I look for, and I don't do it anymore because it's one, people know about the stuff, and also I just don't have time as like a hobby. But when I was doing 4x5 photography,
yeah,
I'd look for like lenses or old cameras or things like that. And because a lot of times people won't, they're like, oh, look at this old camera, it's a junk, I can't use it anymore, but it's worth a lot of money. But everybody knows it. Like, you put it on eBay, it's snapped up instantly. When you look on eBay, everybody knows, so it's around the same price. Everything's the same price, you know?
Yeah.
And things that don't work, it's like, I don't have time to, like, try to fix it. And then at the Perkiomen Fair, you know, I tried to look for some stuff, but they know what they're selling. So it's...
Yeah.
That's a specific thing. You got to go to, like, estate sales. And like when people are literally just like, I don't want this stuff anymore. I don't know what this is. Looks like a camera that I can't use anymore. Here, you have it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem.
eBay is kind of, it's kind of made things hard to get any good deals, I think. Because everybody knows what everything was worth.
Yeah. And you go to antique shows. I got a shot.
You know, Shot New York, the jackets? Those are Shot New York was one of the first makers of like you know, the motorcycle jacket.
Right.
You know, the W motorcycle jacket, the one that Marlon Brando wore.
Right.
So they Shot New York was the first one to make those type. And so I got a Shot jacket, leather jacket, on eBay for like $100. They're worth, I mean, you buy a new brand new one, it's $700.
Right.
So like, and you see them on eBay now for like $300, $400, you can't buy it. I mean, it just so happened that this was early enough that some dude was selling it, and I just happened to buy it. You know what I mean?
So, I mean,
but you can't do that anymore.
Well, the thing is, things are only worth.
That was years ago.
Well, things are only worth as much as somebody would actually pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my Nintendo DS, it's worth, I don't know, it could be worth $10 if somebody's going to pay me $10 for it. Then it's worth $10.
Yeah,
it could be worth $100 if somebody's worth $10, you know, going to give me $100 for it. That's the problem.
Yeah. So let's go back to Oak Island for a second. Would you actually try to look for the treasure at Oak Island?
The problem with Oak Island treasure is that people are already looking for it, and that's just
if
Oak Island treasure is like walking into an antique store, right? I'm looking for a treasure. If I'm going to look for a treasure, it's going to be yard sale. That's what I want.
Instead of an antique store.
Yeah. Antique store.
Antique stores are.
People go there. But, they're looking for stuff. The people at the antique store know the stuff is worth money, and that's why they're selling it. They're upping the prices a little bit. I don't want that.
Well,
I don't need
somebody
that.
Wants to buy an antique.
Yeah, but any retail stuff is like that. Like, I just... my car just broke down, right? And I had to get an alternator. So what the guy do? The guy bought the alternator down the street at the parts store, right?
Yeah.
Brought it back, charged me more for it, right? And then he put it in. So it's like, if you are selling something at a store, what you bought for it, you're going to charge over that. But at a yard sale... I could, you know, just buy it for whatever. They're not going to charge me more than it was worth. You know what I'm saying?
Is it working now?
It's working now. But what I'm saying is I could have went to the parts store.
Why didn't you go to the parts store and get
I was just stuck. I was in a bind. Normally I go to the parts store. I was in a bind.
Well,
but anyway,
see?
What I'm saying is you don't go to an antique store looking for that unique treasure because they know it. The people at the antique store, they got into running an antique store because they know what they're selling. They're not going
to
sell you something that they bought.
Listen,
if I buy a Monopoly game at a store, it costs however much.
You really don't like antique stores.
Well, listen, they charge you more money than it's actually worth.
That's because they want because someone wants to buy an antique.
That's right.
They're looking to buy an antique.
I'm not looking to buy an antique. I'm looking to find a treasure. There's a difference.
But Oak Island, that's what I'm saying. Oak Island might... Oak Island is only going to cost you what you put into it.
No, Oak Island is an antique store because, one, it's going to cost you money to get there and put into it. But then you got other people there that are also trying to get it, right? So now you got like people, it's a lot of aggravation. If I go down the street, if I hear of old, you know, another pirate somewhere buried something, you know what? I'm going to check that out.
This is the point. There aren't any. Where else are you going to find a treasure? This is a known treasure in Oak Island.
Right.
You just have to get it. It's sitting there for someone just to get.
There's treasure all over the place. That's what I'm saying.
Well, name another treasure place.
I mean, why would I name treasure places on friggin' the Shotcast? So people can
no
go
one
get
listens
it?
To the no one listens to the Shotcast. It's only you and me.
Listen. All I'm saying is like, this is, you know what? I was just, this is weird because I was just looking online at, I don't know what they're called, but they're gold pans, you know, for panning for gold. There's probably a name for
them. Oh my God. Are you going to start panning for gold?
Well, Dad has one, I think. I could just borrow his. But I was like, is there any gold in New Jersey that,
oh my.
And people are like, listen, here are the places where you could find gold. But, and first of all, there are no gold places in New Jersey. Everybody's like, New Jersey is terrible.
Yeah, that's a known fact. But you're seriously thinking about panning for gold?
Well, here's the thing. No, here's the thing. That's treasure. I mean, that's treasure. That's looking for treasure.
Yeah, you're panning for gold. Like, dude.
There's a road.
There's got to be other better
there's
ways.
There's a road by our parents' house where we grew up called Gold Mine Road. Do you know where that road is? Off 309.
Yes, I know where it is, yeah.
Not off 309, off the ridge.
Yeah.
It's Gold Mine Road. Why would that be called Gold Mine Road?
Gold Mine Road?
Yeah.
Because there's a gold mine there.
Right, so there's a gold mine. Like, there's a gold mine there. So it's obviously there's gold around that place.
Honestly, is there really a gold mine there?
I don't know, but why else would you name a road Gold Mine Road in Pennsylvania? There are some places who want to, like, in like California, they would name things gold to get people off the trail of where they wanted, where
well,
they
that's
were
what I was
digging.
Thinking well, that's what I was thinking. You need to go down like not gold mine trail. Like, there's no gold mine trail. Like, road here,
warning, like, that's what there is no warning. Gold mine right. Down this road. No, but that's what I'm saying, right. In Pennsylvania you don't need to do that. Look, all the what road do we live near? Dietz Mill Road. Why? Because Dietz Mill was on that road, right?
Right. It was his
White's Mill Road. There was Whites, the last name Whites, had the mill there.
I get the concept. Dude, but what I'm telling you is with the gold mine, it's a gold mine. You have to dig. The pan won't do you any good.
You don't know anything about gold, obviously. If you're
you're
talking this way.
I don't.
If there's a gold mine somewhere, right? That means that there's a gold in the area. That means if a stream is running by that area, gold could also be there. In Pennsylvania, a lot of the gold is from the old glaciers that were there, right? So
okay. It
can it doesn't necessarily have to be in the ground. In the ground's a great place for it to start, but you know, as the water runs through whatever, it brings the gold out, the flakes, the color, as they say in the biz.
The color. So how What? I'm still. So you're going to get what creek is even near Gold Mine Road? I can't even think of one.
I don't know. I haven't explored it. All I do is every time I drive past Gold Mine Road, I'm like, what is, like, why is that named Gold Mine Road? And why am I not running, like, going down that road and trying to find gold?
Dude, this is you. You're an idea man. You have all these ideas.
Yeah, but this is an idea that's, like, doable. Actually, you know what? I'm going down this weekend to my parents' place.
And you're gonna pan for gold.
Maybe I'll get dad's you know, gold
49er pan
thing. 49er pan.
What's it called? What is that called? You should know. You're in the biz now.
Listen, I know a couple things about gold mining, but I don't necessarily know anything like what the material, the stuff is called. I don't know what it's called.
All right. I'm right now looking up Gold Mine Road. I'm looking
Gold Mine Road.
Gold Mine, sorry. Mine Road in Pennsylvania.
Look to see if there's a creek near it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I'll go down. I'll start.
Sellersville.
It's not in Sellersville.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, is that no? It's near
the only ones I can find out are in Jonestown. No. Everett, no. Breezewood, no. Sellersville isn't. Let me look at the one that's in Sellersville.
I mean, it could be around Sellersville. No, it's Sellersville is not. It's east. West,
it's off the Ridge
West
Road.
West Milford?
No, it's Ridge Road. Ridge Road and I don't know why they said that's Sellersville.
The park is right there. There's a park, like, right up the street. And a school.
What? Airport drive? Maybe I don't know where I'm talking about.
No, airport.
Ridge Road.
That's way up Ridge Road. It's not that far.
Yeah, it is, dude.
No, it's not. Airport Road is way up near the airport, obviously. That's what I'm talking about. Road names. Airport Road. There's an airport there. Gold Mine Road. There's a gold mine.
No, okay. So are you talking about the one near the Naysville Hotel?
Yes. Okay, but it's up a ways. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. The James Memorial Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's past Naysville Hotel. Yeah, they call it it's Sellersville.
Well, I mean, whatever.
It's in County, I mean, County Line Road is right there. So, yeah, Gold Mine Road. So, Gold Mine Road is not that, you don't have that much road, man.
Yes.
It goes from the ridge all the way down. And there is honestly a stream that runs right by it.
Perfect. There's gold.
It's an unnamed stream.
There's gold in that mine, or in that stream.
It comes from a random lake.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Because that lake is probably from the little glaciers, right? Dropped some gold.
But you know what? That runs right into the river by Dan's Park.
Wow. I never thought about mining for gold at Dan's Park, but maybe that's...
You could totally do it because it would because that river, which I can't remember, the Branchwood river goes right past the Gold Mine Road. You stumbled onto something here, dude.
See? This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm going to do. I got to go find the pan that dad has this weekend. Right. Somehow I got to convince Bree to let me do this.
There's no way that's going to happen.
I'd be like, hey, Bree, I'm just going to mine for gold for a little bit.
Right, like real quick.
just give me a minute. I'll be right back. But yeah, that's key.
Yeah, I would start closer to the actual road, but
I got to figure out private property situation there, though. That's the problem.
But I mean, if you go down to the park, the problem is, like, that Branchwood gets deep.
I want to get closer to the Gold Mine Road. Let's start at the source.
Yeah. Well, before, you know what? There looks like there'd be a pull. Like, I would try it. I would go down there. I'd go down that road.
I'm going to go down that road.
And the problem is doing it, you couldn't mine for gold at night because you need to be able to see.
Well, I'm not mining for gold at night. This isn't like a covert mission. I mean,
you don't want other people seeing that you're mining for gold there. You're going to have a gold rush on your hands.
Right. That's true. That's true. That's like, what the heck's, what's the mill that they found gold at? I think it starts with an S.
Oh, yeah.
The heck?
It does start with an S, dude. Sutter's mill.
Yeah, see?
It does start with an S. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
There we go. Could be the Dietz Mill gold rush, for all I know.
Right.
White's Mill. White's Mill. Probably, no, well, Dietz.
No, it's by the Ridge Road.
Yeah.
It'd be close to the Ridge Road.
There we go. All right, I got to get ready.
I don't know, dude. I think you have to have a better plan than just going.
This you said so yourself. I'm an idea man. I'm never actually doing any of the things, right? This is it. I'm actually going to do it.
All right, you take picture. I at least want a picture. Put it on the Shodcast Instagram.
All right, that's a great idea. That's a good use for the Instagram instead of just having it be there in Instagram world with no one following it.
Right.
I'll actually put something on there.
You do your whole series of pictures. You do the series of picture of getting the pan, driving to the place, getting out, looking at it. Then when you're in the water.
This is
a travelogue.
Dad probably sold that, though. That's the only problem.
Oh, jeez. You're already finding out ways not to do it.
All right, this is you. Let's take
this
it one step at a time.
Entirely.
One step at a time. I'll email mom. Actually, I'll text mom right now. See if he still has the pan.
Let me know.
And I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. That's the Shodcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.